USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new highly transmissible coronavirus variant has been found in Europe. More countries are imposing travel bans. A new one in the U.S. begins on Monday.
As fears mount over the newly identified coronavirus variant Omicron, governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa. Dr. Fauci speaks to determining whether Omicron is resistant to current vaccines.
Put it in a form in the lab where you can actually test the different antibodies. So you can have a prediction that it might evade, or you can actually prove it. Right now, we're getting the material together with our South African colleagues.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says a decision is coming soon on whether to refer criminal contempt charges against former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for refusing to testify as part of the January 6th investigation.
I think we will probably make a decision this week on our course of conduct with that particular witness and maybe others.
Schiff was on CNN. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake hit northern Peru in the Amazonas region early in the morning, according to the U.S. Geological Study. The quake occurred at 6:52 local time, just north of Barranca. The quake was also felt in the capital of Lima and other neighboring towns. No major damage or tsunami alerts were reported. A 7.5 earthquake on September 26 in 2005 caused 5 deaths, about 70 injuries, and significant damage to the surrounding region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The daughter of the first American in space will go there soon herself. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's back by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As the pandemic continues, some food pantries in West Virginia are finding it difficult to keep up with the growing demand for help. Brianna Martin is the director of a food pantry in Charleston.
There are some middle-of-the-road individuals that we've now seen that probably would have never used our services pre-pandemic that have now found themselves at our doors for the first time in their lives.
She says inflation is part of the problem. Nearly 20% of the population in West Virginia relies on federal food programs to make ends meet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.